Hello, my sisters and friends of my radio show, How to Be Magnetic, Sexy, Ageless, and Abundant Now. I welcome you to today's show. So let's quickly recap what I shared with you in our last episode. I shared with you how to ask three important questions. Whenever something feels disempowering in your body, that is generated actually by your subconscious mind, right? And that all of us are mostly unconscious of our internal dialogues that created patterns of our beliefs. And that the only way to peel away limiting beliefs is by asking some important questions. Do you remember that? And I shared with you those three questions. So maybe I should recap them right here. The first question was, who told me so? Because you have to question the authority about why do you believe something? You have adopted it somewhere at some time in the past. So, first question again, who told me so? Second question, by whose authority do I believe this? Or why do I believe this? And the third is it really true? Is it really, really true? So those are the three questions I want to keep on working with that I shared with you the last time. And I also explained the nature of your primal instinct that your lower ego is intrinsically connected with and how your primal instinct prevents you from living the life you desire because the ego is only responsible for your survival, your lower ego, your primal instinct, right? Do you remember the three things your primal instinct that actually shows up in your ego that your primal instinct really is concerned about? So there were three things. First one is, can I eat it? And the second one was, can I be eaten? And the third one, can I mate with it? So, of course, there is a modern version of this, but it still shows up. Everything is still filtered through that. And I know that those are primitive needs, and yet they are, as I just said, very active in you today, just in a more modern expression. So today, I want to talk with you about the truth and illusions of aging. You see, truth is that nature really does not want us to be around much beyond our fertile years, right? Because in a primitive way, we have fulfilled our purpose by latest about 50 years old or sometimes a bit earlier, whenever menopause sets in. Well, you and I know this from experience, right? That major changes take place in our physical body and therefore also in our mental and emotional body. And yet, we are not in survival and breeding mode anymore, and our more matured and evolved brain plays a more dominant role now. That is, when we allow it and let go of the interference of our lower ego that tries so hard to keep us just alive and safe, even when the biological part of our bodies begin to wither. That's when another energy is necessary to make the second 50 years of our precious life more conscious. I say the next 50 years because I guess that you are about 50 years now. And let me tell you, old is really not anything below 100 years. Do you agree? So therefore, let us create our best lives with conscious choice. And here I start with a bit of a challenge for you. So I want you to close your eyes, of course, as long as you're not driving or it's improper where you are right now. So if you can, close your eyes and just imagine what I'm going to ask you to imagine now. So imagine to finally dance to your own music. Imagine waking up every morning with a spring in your step. Imagine becoming so crystal clear about what you want now that you actually attract what you desire, even if you haven't done it before. And imagine loving yourself so much that your body becomes radiant with health and energy. And imagine doing what you love the most and at the same time creating abundant wealth from just that alone. And imagine the joy of sharing your wisdom, your time, and wealth with the people you love the most. And imagine feeling living from the inside out and how it feels to radiate that ageless beauty and attract only the relationships you want, the ones that bring you the most joy and satisfaction into your life now. Imagine that. And then imagine living the fullness of your divine destiny and leaving your legacy for generations to come. I know that's a big one, but just imagine it. How would that feel? And last not least, imagine the freedom and lightness of living your life by your conscious choices. Wow. So, does this sound like a pipe dream? To most, it does, because too many women run a mental program of disbelief, doubts, anxieties, and fears about their aging, and even maybe becoming irrelevant. But I am here to interrupt that internal dialogue of what may go on in your mind. Like too late, it's too late, I'm too old, it's too risky, I don't have enough money, or as soon as, or if only, and on and on and on. So what you think about triggers immediately an emotional signal that sends out a frequency to your automatic nervous system and also to your endocrine system, which creates the appropriate response in your body. It's actually quite fascinating because your body cannot differentiate between truth and fiction. And this can work against or for you. But otherwise, here it is. Ready? Okay. So close your eyes so that you can focus on an image that I will give you in a moment. Then take a deep breath and focus on the inside of your mouth. How does it feel in there right now? Maybe a bit dry, maybe not. It doesn't really matter. Just keep your focus there for a moment. Good. Now I want you to think and imagine as clearly as you can that I squirt the sour lime of a lime or lemon into your mouth. Just feel that sour juice penetrating your mouth. As clearly as you can. Yes. Wow. Okay, so what's happening in your mouth right now? Did your body produce extra saliva in your mouth? Yes? Excellent. Then you are healthy and alive. Now, did this actually happen? Did I actually squirt sour lime juice into your mouth? No, of course not. But your body believed it if you imagined it, right? Because when you imagine it, it becomes reality for your body. So this is such a simple exercise that illustrates, or better, demonstrates that the body goes by your thoughts and your feelings. In fact, your body reacts to whatever you imagine and makes it an instant reality. So let us just discuss how this reality that your body believes everything you think, feel, and say, how this really affects your life. So let's say you want to attract a loving partner in your life, or that you want to improve the relationship that you are in at the moment. So what are you telling yourself? What are your internal dialogues? What you think and believe is what you send out as your energetic body language as well. It doesn't just work inside of your body, it also radiates outside of your body. And we will talk a little bit more about the energetic body language in the next show or at a later show. Today, I just want you to become aware or to start and become familiar with that fact that your body creates an internal reaction that represents your thoughts and feelings, as we have experienced with the lemon exercise, where saliva showed up in your mouth the moment you imagined the sour juice of a lime there. Coming back to wanting to attract a loving partner, what do you think will attract him to you? Your energy, your body language and how you feel about yourself. Because if you agree with the results of the Little Lemon experiment and also agree that we always send out nonverbal communication via thought and emotions, we need to become aware that if we send out what we send out is what we actually want to experience as our reality. Does this make sense to you? And let me tell you, this is not an esoteric belief, but a very real and scientific fact that we are energy and consistently produce and radiate the energy or frequency that is in alignment with what we think and feel and say at any moment. And yes, we will go a little bit deeper into this fascinating area of how we create our reality by our thoughts and beliefs. And of course, you can always contact me and we can go deeper into that conversation if you want to break through anywhere in that area. So what I want you to take away from today's discussion is that you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings about yourself, because that's where everything begins and where you actually have the power to create the attraction of the thing or person that you desire in your life. Therefore, if you believe that the newest and even best anti-aging remedy will transform your body and make it more attractive to the person you seek to have a loving relationship with, if you believe that this is what it takes, it will work maybe for a little bit because your belief can be very strong, but you also will be disappointed over and over because that really doesn't last, because it is not real. So, if you want ageless beauty, where does it start? Your ageless beauty starts with how you feel about yourself. And if you are constantly judgmental about the looks of your physical body, your body will radiate this judgment. It's kind of, your body is like a child. You cannot constantly point out your disappointment and believe that the child should change, right? This will only happen with pointing out what is good and beautiful first, and then make suggestions how it could even be better. Does this make sense? Did you experience this with your children? So just believe that your body is your beautiful child that actually stays with you for the rest of your life. Doesn't move away, stays with you. So why not treat your body and how you think and feel and speak to it like you would to your best friend? Because this is actually a very good analogy, because even your best friend will not stick around with many negative dialogues, right? So how do you think your body feels with constant negative rhetoric and judgments? So here are some of the internal dialogues that so many women have. So sometimes those internal dialogues can be quite strong and sometimes more subtle, like just feeling low energy or sadness around something, or feeling alone and unsupported. So let me just name some of those internal dialogues that affect your body in a negative way. So here, if any of this happens in your head, like I am not pretty, or my stomach or hips are too big, or my face has unattractive wrinkles, or my skin is flabby, or my hair is too thin or gray. Well, we can do something about the grayness, but not the thinness. I know from experience. Or I'm not attractive enough, or I'm too old, or it's too late for me. Sounds familiar, right? But none of those excuses are really true. They're only true when you make them true. And they may feel true in the moment. That's why, because this is your program running, your subconscious mind. And I am really the last person who will tell you that this is all your imagination and just snap out of it and try. No, that's not really how it works. Let me tell you, trying will never work. Well, maybe for a very short time until your old programming will pull you back and your inner voice overwhelms you with excuses why it's not a good idea and why it wouldn't work anyway. Because here is the total and brutal truth. We do get older, no matter how smart we are, or how much money we have, or what anti-aging secrets we pursue. There is absolutely no hiding it, or denying it, or pretending that it's not happening, right? We move forward in aging. Well, I know this because I have lived for almost 70 years. I know what I'm talking about. But we do have choices. You have a choice. You can either feel sorry for yourself and shut down, which means that you will be cutting off your most precious and radiant life force energy. Or you can reinvent yourself and dive deeper into the yet undiscovered treasures that your life still holds for you. Because how does it feel for you if you would shut down? That's not a good feeling, right? If you want to keep up with the young crowd, you can also get silly and put on a lot of more makeup and even wear girly clothes and risk to look foolish, even ridiculous. And in the end, you could become really depressed and withdrawn because you risk not being taken seriously anymore. Or you may find yourself on the off track where nothing moves anymore. A very sad perspective indeed. Because when you allow this to happen, the mystique of your feminine essence starts to dim and eventually may disappear. And I don't want this for you. And you don't want this for you either, right? Do you agree? Does it make sense? So let me share with you a tidbit about my experience with external anti-aging remedies. And maybe you experience something similar. Because the anti-aging industry is huge and, of course, very profitable. Every woman's magazine is spiked with products and promises of turning back the clock. And are you also annoyed about the age of the models who advertise those anti-aging products? Is it not ridiculous that most of them have barely passed their 20s? Not inspiring, at least not to me. So we can read about remedies and anti-aging in journals, on the web, in books, in internet articles, and yet, will we really profit from that? So let me ask you, how many of the advertised anti-aging remedies that you tried really made a big difference? If you found something that works for you, fine, that's great. You may have found a gem. You may have hit the jackpot and found something that you can actually see and feel making a difference. I found a few things that are keepers, and I have also spent, most likely really wasted a lot of money on well-advertised hype. I think we all do this. And when the next shiny object comes along, we jump on the bandwagon once again, searching through more beauty magazines and reading more articles and reviews to compare competing products. What does that do? Usually it gets us overwhelmed and frustrated. So why do we not spend more money on something that really makes a difference, that gives us more value? By embracing ourselves without judgment first. Because if we don't create the beauty from the inside first, then any outer remedy is really a mask. So how much different would you feel if you knew how to be ageless, radiant, elegant, with youthful energy shining from the inside out? You would be irresistibly attractive to everything positive in your life. From loving relationships to exciting adventures in your life. Why is that possible? Because now you have the time to really discover yourself. You can focus on you, right? I mean, let's be honest, now you actually have the time. You are not busy with bringing up children anymore, or hustling or struggling with work, trying to please or trying to make ends meet. Don't you think that it is time to learn how to claim your freedom and really feel good about yourself? And yet still, many still run old programs, still pleasing and giving your time and energy away for things that are not creating your true joy and happiness. And I know this because I'm a grandmother, and you know, you can spend all of your time still on your children and grandchildren and still forget about what you really want. And part of that creates beautiful joy and freedom for you. But this is, there has to be more than that. So if you had no fear, no anxiety or doubt about deserving a fulfilling and prosperous second part of your life, would you not feel deserving of all that is possible for you? Deep within you dwells up the desire to grow into your true power and unique expression. And life is short. Even if it's 100 years, that's still short. And only you decide how to spend your time, your day, and every hour in it. Because we all have the same time, right? There is absolutely no difference about the time that you or I have. Okay, so I really want you to, we are getting close to the end of our show. I want to gift you with a session with me. I would like to help you and expose and peel away every layer of illusion and disbelief or just doubts about your greatness, and show you how to become crystal clear about what you really desire, and maybe even become clear about your destiny and what you want your legacy to be, and become intrinsically connected with your physical body and loving it free of all limitations and stress. So what I'm offering to you is a free discovery call where I help you to break through a limiting belief you may have that holds you back. It can be about clarity on a goal or an issue you believe you have with your physical body. Now, just to clarify, I am not a medical doctor, but I am a doctor of naturopathy and therefore an expert in natural healing treatments and remedies, including mindset and so much more. And I have really focused on, and I have specialized, and my expertise is in anti-aging. But if you have a relationship issue, I will be happy to deepen a conversation about how you can transform any relationship, heal those from the past, inspire and rekindle the fire of the ones you want to keep, and even help you design your future ideal relationships, because I am an expert at transforming relationships. And I would be honored to give you a free 30-minute mentoring in a discovery call. So please send me an email to info@angelicachristi.com. This is info@angelicachristi.com. Okay, so this is the end of our show today. All of my love to you, and we connect again in 1 week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.